Thank you for calling Duncan's Diamonds Mercado. Howard speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Howard. Nick from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm doing good, Nick. What's up?
Good. I was just calling Keith back. We're playing a little telephone tag.
Let me grab him. Hold on 2 seconds.
Thank you.
You got it, sir. This is Keith.
Hey, Keith. It's Mick.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Just watching the rain come down.
Ah, bummer. That never helps business.
No, not when you're in an outdoor kind of...
Exactly.
Outdoor mall type thing, so...
Although, I used to say when I ran a store that was a freestanding, I'd be like, if someone comes into our store, if it's raining or it's snowing... You better give them you better don't believe I'm just looking. Nobody goes into the snow or the rain just to look.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Especially the torrential downpours we get down here sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you guys get those huge cloud bursts. But hey, listen, the reason for the call is I wanted to let you know that today is my last day with RDI.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. End
You've
of
been
era.
There for a long time, man.
21
oh,
years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so, congratulations, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. They're what do you call it? I've taken a position with a company called with IJO, so Independent Jewelers Organization. So.
Okay.
It's a new adventure. That's all I can say.
Okay. Still diamonds or just a little bit of everything?
No, it's gonna be. I mean, it's literally an organization that hosts has approximately 220 vendors, and at this point in time has about 750 jewelers in the organization. So when jewelers do business within the vendors that are part of IJO, it's kind of like its own little ecosystem is kind of
kind
of share it. So, but it's definitely going to be an interesting new adventure. So,
okay, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. I actually was given the ability to kind of hand select everybody that is going to be taking my accounts. There's a gentleman who's kind of used to dealing with, I hate to say chain stores, but you're a smaller chain store, a family-owned chain store. His name is Scott. And I shared with him that, you were my contact and, probably, between you and Mike, you two are my best contacts in that entire company. So I said, make sure you treat you two right. So I just wanted to kind of give you the heads up so if he calls, he'll call to introduce himself. But
Do you know his extension by any chance?
Yeah, of course. Now, you're the first person to ask me that. Now I got to think about it. 107.
07. Okay.
And his name is Scott Pasquale. So he's been around. He's been with RDI for, I want to say 15 years.
Okay.
So it's
people don't leave there very often then.
No. Actually, trust me. When I gave them my notice, I think they thought I was just going to, crumble with the building eventually.
Right. Well, there's always different opportunities. You kind of get tired of the same thing over and over sometimes. So.
Sometimes you just need a change of venue. So this has been nothing but a great company to me. And, no one could get me to say anything different. So it's not like I'm leaving poorly. It's just, that's shiny. I want to see what's going on there.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand completely.
Thank you for being one of the guys that actually, I felt like I developed a friendship with. I really do appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Same here. So, and again, good luck with everything. I know it's always a little nerve-wracking a little bit because you're going in to do something completely different.
100%. And I'm not that kind of person, so this one's...
No, I know. Change is hard sometimes, but, sometimes it's for the better. So.
100%. So. All right, my friend. Well, you have a good one. Good luck to you.
All right. Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.